Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings and mercy of Allah be
God,
with you. Allahu Akbar.
Our Father, who art in heaven,
in te domine speravi, non confundar in aeternum. In you, O Lord, I trust. May I never
Shema
be
Israel,
confounded.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Walk cheerfully over the earth, answering that of God in every one.
You're listening to Kindred Spirits.
Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. With us today is Norman Cousins, longtime editor of Saturday Review. His most recent book is Anatomy of an Illness as Perceived by the Patient, Reflections on Healing and Regeneration. It recounts how Mr. Cousins ventured as a layman into the sacred domain of medical treatment. His condition of acute arthritis in the early 1960s was practically permanent. That's what the doctors said. But he devised a successful cure against 500-to-1 odds, a treatment of huge doses of vitamin C and of prolonged periods of laughter. His article in the respected New England Journal of Medicine drew an unprecedented and mostly sympathetic response from doctors all over the world.
Laughter and the use of the vitamin C perhaps needs to be understood in a larger context. The reason I say this is because I don't want people to think who have difficult illnesses that all they have to do is to laugh their way out of an illness or just use vitamin C. Not that both these approaches don't have value in most cases. Those approaches do, but I would hate to encourage people to believe that this is all you have to do. The significant thing, it seems to me, about that particular illness is the doctor and I had a sharing of responsibility. He knew what his job was. I knew what my job was. You see, there's a tendency on the part of people when they become ill to assume that they like a machine, and that the only thing that's necessary is for a mechanic to identify what part is malfunctioning and just to replace that particular part. And this way, they turn themselves over to people they think are just mechanics to do the necessary tinkering around with the machine. But a human being is something quite different from a machine. Actually, my doctor and I were partners in this enterprise. I made some suggestions. I would not have proceeded with those suggestions, however, unless I did have the full support of my doctor. Second, I think it's important to recognize that the human being possesses the most remarkable healing system in all nature. So it becomes necessary in the treatment of disease to ask, why did this disease occur in the first place? Why were those defenses down? What do we do about restoring the immunological system? What do we do about activating the healing system to the fullest? So the wise doctor attempts to put that healing system to work. Medication may be needed at times. That's certainly true. But that medication will work better in combination with the freeing of the body's natural healing system. And the wise doctor recognizes this.
In conjunction with that natural healing system, there needs, as you've spelled out clearly in the book, to be a kind of will to live. And you've demonstrated through your ability to reverse this very difficult disease, as you put it, a robust will to live. Where does that come from?
Well, going back just a moment, again, I don't want to create a false impression you just have to think your way through to health, or that all you need is a robust will to live. And that's why I keep stressing the partnership with the doctor. My doctor made a determination in my case. He recognized that we'd reached a point where it was necessary for the patient's will to live to be mobilized. Now, that will to live is not an abstraction. It has certain biochemical effects. everything that passes through the brain, fear, hate, rage, joy, all have their physiological effects. The will to live does. And what my doctor was doing was encouraging me in the mobilization of that will to live, knowing that the treatment of any serious disease requires that the patient be enlisted fully in the determination to get well.
Part of your enlistment was a kind of optimistic spirit that came in part from laughter therapy, which I realize people have tended to sensationalize, but just what is it about old candid camera reruns that can heal?
The positive emotions have specific effects on the body's biochemistry just as much as the negative emotions do. If, for example, you have panic, rage, depression, despair, exasperation, frustration, your body pays a price for this in terms of the biochemical effects. Well, similarly, the will to live, hope, faith, love, laughter are not without their effects. You ask about candid camera in particular. If you see laughter in perspective as one of the positive emotions, then you can assess the helpfulness of laughter. For example, medical profession knows that laughter enhances respiration. Laughter can help to improve circulation. This has been demonstrated. Laughter helps to trigger the endorphins and the enkephalins in the brain that act as the body's natural anesthesia. So it is true that laughter does have a specific physiological and, in this case, therapeutic effect.